Senior Story, The Beautiful Scar, Chapter 5, More Lost Horses. How did you get to be so good with horses? Wayne had emerged out of his dark thoughts to ask the question as they continued their trek down Cougar Lane toward Curtis's house.
My grandpa put me on a horse when I was 3. He had a way with them. I actually thought he could speak a secret horse language. I learned a lot, though not enough, but I'm grateful for what he taught me before he died. What about you? Did you grow up with horses?
No, Wayne replied. Only had my pair for 7 years. As he told the story of how he had acquired Scar and Beauty, Curtis listened carefully. I remember my dad pulling me away from the edge of the drop-off. I was feeling sick by then. They looked so worn out, and when the wolf landed on the back of one of the horses, I cried. But then, 8 months later, they were mine. I was so happy, and now they're gone. Looking over at Curtis, he asked, If God is so good, why did he let that fire happen and take my horses away after he gave them to me? But Curtis had stopped hearing Wayne.
Curtis?
Wayne stared at him, waiting for an answer.
Curtis!
Oh, sorry, Wayne. Your story is troubling me. It reminded me of another.
When my grandpa died, I was 14. He had 2 young colts that I inherited. I promised to love them, and I named them Peppy and Sam after my grandpa. I spent every day after school training them. My dad and I would ride up and down the mountains together, take them hunting, fishing, and camping. My life was centered around my dad and my horses. Mom had passed away when I was 10 from an illness, so Dad and I were very close. One summer, it was especially dry. Lots of wildlife came to the meadow we just passed to drink from the river.
What meadow? Interrupted Wayne.
We just walked past it, Wayne. How could you miss it? Anyway, there were wolves in the area, and they were hungry. Food was scarce on the higher ground, so they came to the meadow looking for meat, elk, deer, anything. I'll never know how, but they ended up inside the pasture where Peppy and Sam were fenced. I heard frightened whinnies and raced out to find my horses encircled by wolves. I rushed to open the gate and screamed as loud as I could to startle the wolves. Sam and Peppy immediately ran to me and out the gate. I slammed it shut and hurried to the house. The wolves were slowed but not stopped. They took off after them. Dad and I jumped in our pickup. The bed was full of river stone we had collected for a project. We sped like madmen and finally caught up with the pack. Dad slowed enough so I could climb through the back window. He pulled up next to the wolves and I started hurling rocks. When Dad got out the lead wolf, I tossed 2 rocks out right in front of him. He ran off into the ditch and all the wolves gave up and scattered. But Sam and Pappy were so scared, they just kept running. And what made it worse was the deep cut I saw on Pappy's back.
Curtis paused. Wayne stared at him. Could Scar and Beauty be Pappy and Sam?
Curtis continued. Dad assured me the horses would return, so we decided to start our building project with the riverstone we had collected. It kept us busy as we waited for Pappy and Sam. Dad was in the truck tossing rocks out when he slipped and fell off the back. He broke his hip. He was taken to the emergency room. It would be 6 months before Dad could work again, and he would walk with a limp. We both knew what that meant.